In China, increasing prosperity and relative political stability has led many overseas Chinese to make the choice to return to their homeland. As Celia Hatton reports from Beijing, many returnees are the lucky ones who are increasingly able to reap the benefits of the communist country's growing relationship with capitalism.
In China, they call them turtles. In Mandarin, it's a homonym for the word that describes Chinese nationals who migrated to the West to work or study, and then, in a decision that was unheard of 15 years ago, decided to return to live in China. Today, most of the kids running around on the playground outside this luxury apartment complex are not the offspring of highly paid traditional expats, but the children of wealthy returnees. In China, turtles are no longer a rare breed. In fact, they are seen by many as the rising stars of China's booming economy. Highly educated, fluent in both Chinese and English, and most importantly, comfortable with both Western and Chinese business practices, they are the toast of China's business community. Jin Jinjiang is one of these returnees. She left China in 1996 to study in the U.S. and returned 5 years later to work at an investment bank in Beijing.
In the bottom of my heart, I thought I would come back. It's sort of my country and my family's here, my parents, my brother. And I think also China provides much more opportunities for us than in the U.S.
Jin Jin also believes that her career received a major boost when she returned to China.
Maybe when I work in the States for like 20 years, I might got that opportunity. But right now, I have the opportunity in China. So it's really much more meaningful for me in terms of my career.
Jin Jin's husband, Hai Peng, is also a returnee. After completing his MBA degree in the U.S., he was recruited by a major international consulting firm to work as a manager in Beijing. Like Jin Jin, he also felt a desire to live in his home country.
No matter, you know, how beautiful America is, you know, it's other people's country and it's a friendly place. I can live there, but, you know, I cannot totally enjoy myself there.
Jin Jin and Hai Peng represent a growing number of well-educated employees who have given up comfortable lives in the U.S. to return to China. Although the majority of Chinese nationals still choose to stay overseas once they leave the country, China's Ministry of Education says that the number of returnees has risen 13% every year since 1998. Emery Demakan, a Beijing-based recruitment consultant at BMI Consulting, says that returnees are immensely valuable to China's rapidly expanding professional workforce.
Well, with regard to returnees, I do believe that there is a definite and growing trend to the number of people that will be taking up high-level positions in China, and those employees will be very valuable to the future development of the Chinese economy.
Chinese leaders recognize the value of overseas Chinese and have been doing everything they can to lure returnees back to the mainland. In 1990, the government launched a national fund that allows returnees to conduct their own research. Some provinces have set up preferential policies to help returnees start their own businesses, enroll their children in top local schools, and pay fewer taxes. In short, the life of a returnee is a comfortable one. Jin Jin thinks that her Chinese friends who have chosen to stay in the U.S. don't realize what they are giving up.
All my friends, they come back for vacation, they come to our apartment and say, wow, it's great. If this is a life I'm going to have in China, I'm definitely want to move back.
Nonetheless, Emery Demakan still envisions a place for traditional expats and foreign companies in China. He says that they are more likely to enforce the wishes of the company headquarters than a returnee.
A returnee may not follow the company's guidelines as closely as an expatriate would, because simply they may think, this does not work in China. This is China and things work differently here. When you start using that type of attitude, then any objection can be answered with a, this is China, we do things differently here. So really an expatriate can be very valuable in, you know, in solidifying the systems used, especially in early on when a company is set up here.
As many office workers eat lunch in this busy cafeteria in central Beijing, it's easy to see that China is home to many highly educated professionals. Although it's unlikely that traditional expats will completely disappear from the Chinese workforce, it is becoming more and more likely that returnees will be the ones at the forefront of China's economic revolution. As Haipeng Zhang sees it, his Chinese friends who choose to live a comfortable life in the U.S. will someday realize what they're missing.
Some of my friends who are in the States, who have, you know, who bought a house, you know, who have a basement, they have a ping pong table and in their basement. After 20 years, 30 years, when they think back, they may feel, you know, regret.
For Common Ground, I'm Celia Hatton in Beijing.